And Joanne Fox joins me now for this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. Joanne from The Globe, the newspaper of the Catholic Diocese of Sioux City, also president of the Friends of Siouxland Public Media.
I am.
And we've got some stuff talking about that coming up a bit later on in this segment. But we're going to begin with an event happening today up in Sioux County. The Orange City Pride is hosting their second annual Pride event that starts today at the Prairie Winds Event Center. The event will feature performances from the Des Moines Gay Men's Chorus and drag performances featuring the Shakers family, and will continue throughout the weekend with a host of activities, yoga, children's crafts, and more. Find their Facebook page, OC Pride 2018.
The Dickinson County Conservation Center will be hosting a seed collecting program on Saturday. Starts at 11 a.m. It's at the Nature Center in Okoboji. Now, if weather cooperates, Environmental Education Coordinator Brianna Kuhlman will lead a tour through the Kenyu Park Prairie, showing people how to identify plants, how to collect seed. More at DickinsonCountyNatureCenter.com.
Now, there's a couple of things if you want to walk around or shamble around in an undead manner going on this weekend. Western Iowa Tech is hosting the Disabilities Resource Center, or the DRC Zombie Walk. That will begin at 2 o'clock here on the campus. There will be artists there to make you look undead, and also they've even got distressed clothing.
How exciting.
Because apparently when you're a zombie, just all your clothes
clothing becomes
fall
distressed.
Apart. You just don't care anymore. But so if you don't have your own zombie gear, you can pick some up, and prizes will be given out for costume categories as well. And then after that, downtown, the Marquee is hosting the DRC Blood Crawl, which is sort of like a pub crawl zombie walk combo thing.
In the distressed clothing,
In the distressed clothing and the zombie makeup. That'll be, and if the makeup starts to look shabby, it's okay because it's zombie makeup.
So, true.
And that'll be going on starting at 5 o'clock downtown. From 6 to 11 o'clock, you can go to any of the 10 participating bars for specialty drinks. I would imagine there's some kind of macabre drink theme.
Oh, you know it.
Around the night. Also, a costume contest will be going on at the Marquee later that night at 11:30. That's all happening Saturday, starting at 2 and then continuing until late in the night downtown.
Here's another Saturday event. Vanguard Arts presents Matt D. and the Profane Saints, and that's going to be from 8 to 11 p.m. Known as the Hemingway of the Highway to his fans, singer-songwriter Matthew DeRiso has performed with bandmates Kurt Mullins and Jeff Degnan as Matt D. and the Profane Saints since 2006. The band has made a name for itself performing all original material. More at vanguardarts.com.
Sioux City's 42nd annual Crop Walk, Communities Responding to Overcome Poverty. That's what CROP stands for. It also stands for crops, actually.
Yeah, but that'll
be going on Sunday at 1 o'clock. It starts at Grace United Methodist Church. Walkers will register from 1 to 2 o'clock and walk from the church to the Community Action Agency of Siouxland. Community members are invited to participate.
The National Music Museum will present Searching for Sugarman, and that's going to be on Monday, October 22nd, from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Coyote Twin Theater, a documentary portrait of a forgotten musical pioneer. Early 70s musician Sixto Rodriguez faded into obscurity in the U.S., only to reemerge as a big hit in South Africa. But then he disappeared, rumored to have died. Two fans set out to learn the man's fate. So you can learn more about this documentary at MMMUSD.org.
And if you're curious to find what Sixto Rodriguez's music sounds like, we're going to be playing that out of the segment this morning.
That means they have to stay tuned for the entire segment.
Yes. So you've only got three or four more minutes.
That's right.
You can pull through here. The Sioux City Public Library, here's big news, tariffs, local, national, and global. It's a presentation by Patrick Bass, and that'll be Tuesday evening at 6 o'clock in the Gleason Room at the Main Branch downtown. A history professor at Morningside College since 1992, Dr. Bass will deliver a brief talk about tariffs and how they affect all of us during the current trade war. After that, there will be a question and answer period. Go to SiouxCityLibrary.org if you'd like to find out more.
And grab a pencil quick, because I have a phone number to give you when I'm done talking about this. The Iowa Lakeside Laboratory is going to host Lake Drainage in Iowa, 1880 to 1920. It's a presentation by Joseph Otto. It's part of their new series, Science on the Menu. That's going to be Tuesday, October 23rd. It starts at 6 p.m. in the Lakeside Dining Hall. And Joseph Otto is a water policy specialist with the Iowa Environmental Council. He's going to talk about Iowa's missing lakes, but they want an RSVP by October 19th, and that's today. So if you're interested, you need to call up to the lakes, and that is 712-337-3669. Again, it's a 712-337-3669.
And if you need any information from Cultural Continuum, you can go back on our website, kwit.org, and re-listen to the whole
Especially
segment.
If you're driving right now.
Right, exactly. Or you can even fast forward over the parts you don't like.
That too.
The Northwest Iowa group Sierra Club is hosting a presentation called The Case for a Factory Farm Moratorium, What Got Us Here and How We Get Out of This Mess. That's by Jess Mazur. That'll be Tuesday at 6:30 in the evening at First Unitarian Church Basement. Mazur is the lead farm and environment organizer for Iowa Citizens for Community Improvement.
Wayne State College presents Tuba and Friends, and that's featuring Dr. Josh Calkin. That's going to be on Wednesday, October 24th at 7:30 p.m. in the Lay Theater. Dr. Calkin is an Adams Brass performing artist and instructor of low brass. The concert features an array of chamber music selections. It's free. It's open to the public. More at wsc.edu.
There is a faculty art show on display at Morningside College through November 9th at the Epley Art Gallery. There's a reception for the artists on Wednesday, October 24th. The gallery will be full of works of several different media and techniques created by 10 different art faculty members. Both the reception and the exhibit are free and open to the public.
Annual Halloween week traditions out at Briar Cliff. It's time for the BCU Haunted Tunnels. That starts Thursday, October 25th. It continues through Wednesday, October 31st. Goes from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Helan Tunnels. And people of all ages can walk through the tunnels, which have been turned into the mind of Tim Burton, filled with obstacles, scary creatures, and who knows what else. BCU.edu, lots more information.
I've seen a person in Sioux City that has Tim Burton character tattoos all up and down her entire arm.
Oh, that's
it's
interesting.
Really neat looking. That'll do it for this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. We will not be back next week because it's fall membership campaign, but you can come down and talk to us in person. We will be at the Diving Elk on Monday, October 29th. Cheers to Sue is the name of the event. Do you want to talk about it at all, Joanne?
Yeah, it's a great event. And don't forget to listen. I will be on with my good buddy Jim Jung here on the Pledge Drive looking for friends to call in. And I'll be on at 6:30 until, I don't know, 8 or until somebody says, now you're done, Joanne and Jim. So that's Friday, October 26th. We're looking forward to it. But again, we would love to see you in person down at the Diving Elk on October 29th. That starts at 6 o'clock and goes until, I guess, the beverages run out, maybe.
Until the beverage. There's hors d'oeuvres and there's, of course, beer. And we've got a special signature cocktail.
Yes, we do.
From what I understand.
Yes, but we're not telling you what it is. Therefore, you must come.
All right. As promised, we're going to leave you with Sugar Man, or Sixto Rodriguez, his real name, as we wrap up today's edition of Cultural Continuum.
And I'll forget about the girl that said no. Then I'll tell who I want where to go. And I'll forget about your lies and deceit and your attempts to be so discreet. Maybe today, yeah, I'll slip away. And you can keep your symbols of success. Then I'll pursue my own happiness. And you can keep your clocks and routines. Then I'll go mend all my shattered dreams. Maybe today, yeah, I'll slip away. Cause you've been down on me for too long. And for too long I just put you on. Now I'm tired of lying and I'm sick of trying, 'cause I'm losing who I really am, and I'm not choosing to be like them. Bored or you got loneliness, or it's dislike for me you express, I won't care if you're right or you're wrong, I won't care, 'cause you see I'll be gone, maybe today